Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the 10th perek of Masechta Shabbos, Perek HaMatznia, on the bottom of that Tzadik Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avram Ben Gittel, Yitzchok Elio Ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kaddish Ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekusil Ben Gittel, Rifol Chaim Shai Yoshev Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Chaim ben Yomin, Mordechai ben Ida, Yael Bas Bela, Chizki Yishloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, and Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Rezel Bas Yechiel Mechel, Shloim Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos very much picks up where the previous daf prokim left off, and that is the Melacha of Hitzah. The 39th of the Lamed Tes Melachis states that one is not allowed to carry an item Me'rishos L'rishos, from Rishos Hayachid to Rishos Harabim, or from Rishos Harabim to Rishos Hayachid. Additionally, there's a halacha l'moishim Yisinai that states that a person's also not allowed to carry an item, Dalet Amis, Rishos Harabim. Stating that, we saw in the end of Perek Klal Gadol, the Mishnah said, Klal Gadol Amru. There's another klal that was said with regards to Shabbos, and that is not anything that a person carries, Rishos L'shos, would constitute the Melacha of Haitzah. Rather, the only time a person violates the Melacha of Haitzah is if he carries something that's chashuv, something that's a dover shematzni in Haitzah. Literally, something that people store away. Not just that, it has to be a sheer chashuv of that item. So if somebody would carry a dover shematznian oisai, a sheer that people would be matznia, the point is someone would carry something of value, then the halacha is he would be subject to the laws of Eitzah. And we saw Mishnah after Mishnah, and really at this point, Perek after Perek, where the Tanam went into great detail describing different items. Is a chashuv, and how much of it would you have to carry in order for you to violate the Melach of Eitzah? So the 10th Perek of Masechta Shabbos very much picks up on that note. More halacha is related to Eitzah, more halacha is related to the klal, the other rule in Masechta Shabbos, which is that the only time you violate the Melacha Vaitzah is if you carry a sheer chashuv of a dover shematznia. It says the Mishnah, hamatznia, if somebody takes something very, very small, something very, very insignificant, and he stores it away, whether it was lazera, it was a seed, something that he was going to plant, or the dugma was something that he was going to use as a sample to show someone, or the refuah, or something that was going to be used for refuah, and afterwards he carried it on Shabbos. So he did two things. This is important. Number one, he took this item, which at first glance would seem to be insignificant, and he stored it away. Then he took it out of storage and he carried it, meaning he took it from Rosh Hashayachit to Rosh Hasharabim, or he took it Dalet Amis in Rosh Hasharabim. Dalach is Chayiv Bekolshu, even though what he carried was less than the shear, which means that at first glance he can't check off the box of the other klal mentioned in Perek Klal Gadol, because he didn't really carry a Davar Chashuv, it doesn't matter. Being that he stored it, he put this away for a purpose, that means for him it's chashuv. And being that for him it's chashuv, even if it's not chashuv for the other guy, it doesn't matter. Because you yourself can establish something of being of chashivas for yourself, and that will impact the malacha of haitzah, says the Mishnah of Vachola, the main chayiv olav, as it relates to somebody else, that person won't be chayiv if he carries this kolshu, ela kishayuroi, unless he carries the proper shir. What happens if somebody carried this kolshu, and then chazavich nisoi, he took it from Rishus Hayachat to Rishus Harabim, and then he brought it back into a Rishus Hayachat, ain't he chayiv ela kishayuroi? At that point, he's only going to be chayiv if he carries it a second time, if he carries the appropriate shir. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Either way, so what was the halacha in the Mishnah? In short, in summary, what the Mishnah is saying is very straightforward, that even though there's rules of what's considered chashuv, what's not considered chashuv, how much of something makes it chashuv for the Melacha Vaitzah, that's only for the average person. That's only min hastam. But if you as an individual decided that this is chashuv to you, how did you decide that? By storing it, and then afterwards carrying it, lezera, ledugma, ulerefuah, even if you carried less than a shir chashuv, even if what you carried was a kol shud, halach is, you're going to be chayv. So the Gemara asks, that lomalei lemisni hamatsnia, lisni hamaitzi lezera, ledugma, ulerefuah, chayv bekol shu. It sounds like from the Mishnah, the only reason this person is chayv for carrying this kol shu is because first he was matsniyayid, and then afterwards he carried. The kasha is, that why is this person chayv? Because he's machshiv this item. So if you carry a davar that's very, very small, lezera ledugma lerefuah, you were machshiv it. You should be chayiv, even if you weren't previously matzniya it. So the Gemara's question is, the word matzniya, it's the name of the parak, it would seem to be superfluous. It would seem to be an irrelevant piece of information. What you need to establish is that for this person, this item is chashuv. Even though it's not chashuv for other people, for him it is chashuv. So for that, you don't need him to first be matzniya and then to carry. All the Mishnah had to say was, hamaitzi, if somebody carries these items, whether it was lezer l'dugm l'rafua, even if it was a kol shu, he's going to be chayiv. Amar Abayas, Abayas said, you want to know what the chiddush of the Mishnah was, it's coming to tell me something agav. It's talking about a person that put these items away. And then he forgot why he was matzniyot. Now he's carrying it, and he's carrying it stama without thinking about why he's carrying it. Ma'udatem, I would have thought, after being that at the time that he carried, he forgot that he was matzniyot, or he forgot why he was matzniyot. So as a result, you would think that he should be potter, kamash malon. That's the chiddush, that you're going to be chayv. Because once you're matzniyot, the halacha is, even if you forget that you were matzniyot, or why you were matzniyot, it doesn't matter. Once you matzniya something, it becomes chashuv. So if you later carry it without thinking too much about why you're carrying it, still you're going to be chayiv. And it's based on a principle that appears in other areas of halacha as well. Hilchas stam, it's a principle that comes up in kachim, zvachim daf beis, kol ha'oisa al das rishayna ha'oisa. That once you establish something as being a certain way, then the understanding is that there's a status quo, almost like a chazaka, that min hastam, any further action is going to be assumed to have done based on that initial attempt. So once this person wants matzniya this item, it becomes chashuv, so that even if later, for whatever reason, he decides or he forgets that it was ever chashuv, we don't say that it goes back to its natural state as not being chashuv. Rather, we treat it as being chashuv, even if that's the extra chiddush that the Tana Mishnah wanted to say when it said hamatzniya. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmur, Rav Yudah said the name of Shul, Mechayiv Hayu Rav Meir. Now, we didn't mention anything about Rav Meir, but we have a Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So this Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, which is Rav Meir Shita, so Rav Meir that said that a person can be chayiv for a kol shu, even if he carries less than a shear, even though the other klal says it has to be a shear, but a person can be chayiv even for less than a shear. So Rav Yehuda said that I heard from my Rebbe Shmuel that this is true. Even if the thing that he took out, for example, to plant, was a chita achas, one stalk of wheat, that would be enough for you to be chayv. Why would you think otherwise? Isn't that what the Mishnah says? What was this chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda said, I heard in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel said that Rav Meir, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds that if you're matzniya and then you're moitzi, even a kol shu, you're chayv, even if it's literally a kol shu, even if it's a chita achas, why would you think otherwise? The Gemara will tell you, ma'adu teimah, would have thought kol shu, that Rav Meir said in the Mishnah is not literally kol shu, but rather it's just lafuke mi groigris. It means it doesn't have to be a groigris. You find the sheer groigris when it comes to haitzah. You find it by food. But you would have thought that maybe kol shu is just that you don't need a groigris, but ula oilam ad ikur kazayis. But maybe at the very least you need a sheer chashav. For example, a kazayis. Kamashwan, that's the chiddush, that it doesn't have to be a groigris. It doesn't even have to be a kazayis. Even a kol shu is going to be enough. So although it's true, the Mishnah said kol shu, but Shmuel felt that it's maybe not clear enough. Because maybe you would think that kol shu is just la fuke, that it doesn't have to be groigris, but at the very least, maybe it has to have some level of chashivus, for example, a kazayis. So that's what Shmuel wanted to exclude, that no, a kolshu means literally a kolshu. Maskel for Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yitzchak, who was Rabbi Yehuda's son, asked, Elo Mayat, if this is the case, chishiv lohitzi kol beisei hachin amin dolei mechayev adamapik lekuloi? Meaning, is there a halacha that says that just like if somebody would carry something that most people don't deem chasha, but he decided that to him it's chasha, and even a kol shehu, Shmuel said, even if it's a chita achas, it doesn't matter, that would be enough for you to be chayiv. Most people don't view it as chashuv.
That's true. Most people don't, but I do. So for me, it's chashuv. So for me, it's going to be chashuv. So he said, shouldn't the same thing be true in the reverse? What would be if someone is only machshav his entire house? So this is a person who's like the antithesis of a sameach b'chalka. He is only views things valuable if they're very, very big. So to him, less than my whole house is not chashuv. That means if somebody would carry out on Shabbos, less than his whole house, are you going to tell me he's going to be potter? So the Gemara says, no, there for sure you'll be chayv as well. Because hasam batla daitoy eitzel kol adam. Meaning there is a concept as it relates to this halacha of batla daitoy eitzel kol adam. You can't start making up and deciding what's chashav, what's not chashav. What's then the halacha of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Hamatzniya, even a kosher, even if it's pachas mikashir, the halacha is going to be chayv. What happened to batla daitoy eitzel kol adam? The teretz is that in our Mishnah, these things, at least some people are machshav. No one is only machshav an entire house. So batla daitoy eitzel kol adam, that you have if you're taking a position that nobody takes. But if you're taking a position that some people take, even if it's the minority position, then at the very least for you, you're going to be chayiv. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if you're matzniya, a kol shu, even if it's less than a shir chashav, and even the other rule in the end of Paraklal Gadol said that the only time you chayiv for itzah is if you carry something that's chashav. It doesn't matter. If you yourself carry it, you're going to be chayiv. And then the Mishnah said, but b'chol adam, as it relates to somebody else, if somebody else would carry something that you were matzniya. So Reuven was matzniya, and then Shimon carried. Shimon's going to be potter. Zok to Gemara. We've had this several times already. Masnis in the lake of Shimon Elazar. The Mishnah's not like Shimon Elazar. Tiny going to the rice. A klal of Shimon Elazar. Again, the word klal. Shimon Elazar said, Kol she'en kosher latznia. Ve'en matznia kamayu. Ve'huchshu lezev atznia. If you have something that people are usually not matznia, people don't usually store it. Or you have something that people store, but less than the shit that people store. And then somebody went ahead and stored it. Reuven stored it. Uba'ach. And then Shimon came. And he carried it. Shimon's going to be chayev. Why? For Shimon, it's not a dover shematznian, but for Reuven, it is. So Reuven's machshava can be mechayev Shimon. Either way, Reb Shimon Elazar said it's not like our Mishnah, which is fine, because Reb Shimon Elazar was a Tana. He could argue with our Mishnah, but the point that the Gemara makes here, which it's already made several times, is that there was another sheet that Reb Shimon Elazar, but the Stam Mishnah is here, Masech the Shabbos, and even the Brises are the loyke Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Reb Nachman. So this next Gemara is a little bit lumdish, and it's going to go into detail as it relates to the laws of Eitzah. So Rava said that he was Mekabel from Reb Nachman the following. Hoitzi ki groigris lachil. If somebody would carry food that's the size of a groigris, a dry fig, his intention was to eat the food. Now, while he's walking in Rishus HaRabim, he had a change of heart, and he decided that instead of taking this chita, for example, and eating it, what he wants to do with the chita is he wants to plant it. Inami lizriya, he took it out with the intention of planting it, of sowing it. And then, as he was walking, he changed his mind. He decided that he wants to eat it. Chayiv, so Rava said, I heard in the name Rav Nachman that the halacha is you're going to be chayiv. So just to bring out 2 points as an introduction to this next Gemara, which is really from here until Amid Beis, and that is, we know in order for a person to be chayv on Shabbos, for the malacha of Eitzah, he would have to do 2 things, 2 acts. One is an akira, and the other one is a hanacha. So if somebody's carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, by definition what that means is he would have to lift an item in a Rishus HaYachid, put it down in Rishus HaRabim. Carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid is the reverse. You lifted the item in the Rishus HaRabim, you did the akir in the Rishus HaRabim, you placed it down in the Rishus HaYachid, you did the hanacha in the Rishus HaYachid. Carrying Dal and Amis Rishus HaRabim with me, you picked up an item in the Rishus HaRabim, you walked it Dal and Amis, and then you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. But if you carried something but didn't technically do an akira or technically do an anacha, you didn't violate the malach of Eitzah. Eitzah means akira and hanacha. That's the definition of Eitzah. That's the first thing. The second thing is, we're talking that in order for a person to violate the malach of Eitzah, he has to carry something chashav, or at the very least, a sheer chashav of an item. Now, different things, as we saw, had different shiurim of chashivas. As it relates to a chita, so the shir can really be one of 2 things. Why? It depends on what you want to use this chita for. If your intention is to plant the chita, to put it in the ground so something will come from it, then it's based on what the shir zriya is. We had a machlokes tanam earlier in terms of what exactly the shir zriya would mean. So you just have to go back to the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and figure out Zaroi Negina, Pachas Mikagroigis, Rabbi Yudam Seiroi Mechamisha, Zera Kishurim Shnaim, Zera Dilum Shnaim, Zera Pulamitri. It's a whole Shulchan Aruch of if you carry something where your intention is to plant it, how much of it you would have to carry? What if your intention is to take the schita and eat it? So then, the Mishnah said in the end of Perek Klal Gadol, when it comes to food, the shear is always a groigris. And the reason is because it's halacha l'maishim Sinai. The shivas haminim that are mentioned in the Torah correspond to seven important shiurim in shiurei Torah. One of the shivas haminim is a te'ena, which is a fig, which is a groigris, fig in Aramaic. It's the same thing. And the shear groigris is nogeya hoitzah oichlin on Shabbos. Not only Haitzah, other malachis of the Lamentas malachis as well as they relate to Eichlin, but we're talking about Haitzah now. So Haitzah is Eichlin is Bikir Gregris. If I'm going to take this food and I'm going to plant it instead, it's going to be a different share. So again, two things. Number one, Haitzah Akira Hanacha. Number two, if I carry food and we want to determine now what the Shir Chashav is, it depends. What do I plan on using it for? Is this food that's going into the ground? Then it's based on the Shir of Zariah, which could be as little as a kol shu. If it's something that I'm going to eat, so then it's always going to be a gregus. Because for that, you have a lach l'meish v'sina that states, it's always going to be a gregus. So what happened in Rava's case? In Rava's case is, somebody took out, again, a gregus. His intention was to eat it. And then he changed his mind, and he decided, instead of eating this, he wants to plant it. Or he took it out with the intention of planting it, and he changed his mind, he decided he wants to eat it. But here's the key. The key is, the shear of this food was a groigris. So the halach is, Rava said, name Rav Nachman, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what's the chiddush? What was Rav Nachman's chiddush? Why would you think you shouldn't be chayiv? I carried a shear. I did an akirim one rishos. I did an anachim the other rishos. Zilhach ikashayura, vizilhach ikashayura. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Maldutim, I would have thought, being an akirim anachim b'chadim achshava. Maybe in order to be chayiv for the malach of Eitzah, you need to be thinking the same thing at the time of the akira, and you have to be thinking the same at the time of the hanacha. And over here, v'halekha. Why? Because when I did the akira, I was thinking achila. When I did the anach, I was thinking zriya. Or in the reverse, when I did the akira, I was thinking zriya. When I did the anach, I was thinking achila. So you would think that in and of itself is a problem, because Eitzah is akira and anacha. And the machshava is very important when it comes to malacha. It's malachas machshava sasra Torah. It governs, it underpins the laws of Shabbos. So you would have thought that maybe the only time you're chayiv is if I had a consistent machshava throughout. But if I thought originally achila, then zriya, or vice versa, maybe over there you'd be potter. That's the chiddush. Zok the Gemara, bayu Rava. But Rava said, so I was makabel this from Rav Nachman. But I had a few shailas, and Rava's going to ask three questions now. Number one, hoitzi chatzi greigus on zriya. What would be if somebody carried a half a greigus? He carried something that was less than a greigus. His intention was to put it in the ground and to plant it. So, being that he carried it lizria, he's going to be chayev. Had he carried it lachila, he would have been potter. Why? Because it's a chati gregus. For achila, you need a gregus. But being that it was lizria, you'll be chayev. So far, so good. Or so bad. The tavcha, and then as this item that he carried was outside in the Rishus Arabim, it expanded, and suddenly it got bigger, and now it's already a gregus. And then he changed his mind and he decided that he wants to eat it. Now, what's the halacha? So what's the shayla? Intim Soleimar. Similar to what Rav Nachman said, but it's not exactly what Rav Nachman said. Because Hasam over there, who the Mechayev, the Zilhacha Ikashiro, Zilhacha Ikashiro. Over there, what you carried was a Gregris. So a Gregris is the proper shear for Achila, it's the proper shear for Azriya. So whether I was thinking Achila, Azriya, Achila, was always the same shear. So being, or it was always a proper shear. So meaning that it was always a proper shear, I understand why you're Chayev. The only chiddush Rav Nachman was making was that maybe changing your mind of why you're carrying the item should make a difference. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't. But the point is, there was a shear regardless. But hacha, but over here it's a little bit different. Because kiven de be'inu da'afka le'havi b'shir achilo, when you took out this item from Mishus HaYachad, Mishus HaRabim was a chatzi gregus, so it wasn't the proper shear for achilo. So maybe le'michayev, maybe you shouldn't be chayev. Now the truth is, when you took it out, it was the right shear for what you had in mind at the time. You had in mind Zriya, and it was the right shear for Zriya. But then later you eventually changed your mind. So do you say that being that you later change your mind for Achila, so now even B'shas the Akira, you would need that it should be the proper shear for Achila, and you didn't have that? Or maybe no, we don't care. Because Kimen Dilu Ishtik V'leichoshev Aleh Mechayev HaMachshav Adizriya. Being that had this person been quiet, what do you mean quiet? He would have never changed his mind. And he took it out with the intention of Zriya, and he would have continued with the intention of Zriya. Halachas, he would have been Chayev. So even though you changed your mind for Achila, being that it got bigger, and now at the time of the Anach, it is the Shir Achilo, Sashna Mechayev. Maybe that would be enough for you to be Chayev. That was Rabbi Shaiv. Vimtim Tzloim, Rabbi said, Kimen Ilu Ishtik Vlei Chashav Vlei Mechayev HaMachshav Adizriya. Ashtanam Mechayev, says Rabbi. And if you're going to tell me that in this case, I think you should be Chayev. Why? Because the original intent was Zriya, and you ended up having the proper shear for Zriya in the beginning, in the end. And even though you changed your mind, you decided you want to use it for Achila, but it was tough because he ended up having the proper shear for Achila anyways, so therefore you're going to be chayv. But what would be with a subtle difference? What would be in the case if hoitzi ki gregris l'achila, if you took out not a chatzi gregris l'zriya, but a gregris l'achila? Again, enough for of the shear to be mechayiv you for what it is you intend on doing. And here, it was vitzamka, got smaller. And v'nimlecha lezriya, and then you had a mind to use a lezriya, and then you did the hanacha with the intention of zriya. Now, for zriya, the fact that it got small doesn't bother me. Had you continued to think achila, and then it got smaller, you wouldn't have been chayiv. Because even though I took it out when it was a kegregus, but when I put it down, it wasn't a kegregus, and the malacha v'itzah is made up of akira and hanacha, so I wouldn't be chayiv. But over here, when it got small, I wasn't thinking achila anymore, I was thinking zriya. And for zriya, it could be smaller. So what would be that loch over there? Ma'u, hach over here, Rava said, vada, he ishtek ha machshava ka ma'isole mechayiv. Being that over here, had you not changed your machshava, had you gone with the machshavas hanocha the same as what your machshavas akira was, which you would have been thinking achila all along, you wouldn't have been chayiv. Why wouldn't you have been chayiv? Because achila requires the groigers, and by the time you put it down, it wasn't a groigers anymore. So maybe over here, loy mechayiv. Oidoma, maybe, basa hashto zlina, no mechayiv. Who cares about the fact that had I continued to think achila, I didn't continue to think achila. When I took it out, I did an akira, I was thinking achila. When I put it out, I did the anocha, I was thinking zri. Rav Nachman already said Rav, I was mekabel this from Rav Nachman, that you're allowed to change your mind. You can go from akira to anocha and think different things, that's not an issue. As long as then, maybe says Rav, if I have the right shift for what I'm thinking, b'shas akira, for the Akira, and have the right shift for what I'm thinking, Hanocha, for that Bshas Hanocha, that should be enough. So Bshas Akira, I was thinking Achila, the Shir of Achila is a Gregus, I had a Gregus. Bshas Hanocha, I was thinking Zriya, even though it was less than a Gregus, but that's a good Shir. So based on that, he said, maybe it should be good. Imtim Tzulemi Rava continues, said, Avon Moshayla. Basa Hashtos Lina, Anu Mechayev, Hoitze Gregus, what would be in this case? If somebody took out a groigris. Lachila, he was thinking achilas. He took out food, it was the size of a groigris. He was thinking that he was going to eat it. Fitzamka, and then it got smaller. Vachazra v'tafcha, and then it got big again. Now, so here, you would think, for sure it should be good, right? At the time he took it out, he was thinking that he was going to eat this food, he had the right share. When he put it down, he was thinking that he's going to eat this food, and he had the right share. But there was an interim period. Somewhere between the kira and the hanacha, this food went through some sort of chemical reaction where it got smaller, then it got bigger. So the question is, does that mess it up or does that not mess it up? Mao, what's the shaila? A major shaila. Yesh dichoy le'inyan Shabbos or ain't dichoy le'inyan Shabbos? Says the Gemara Teiko. What's the shaila of dichoy? So dichoy comes up in a lot of sugyas in Shas, most prominently in Kachim. In Kachim, there's a major concept of dichoy which states that if you have a carbon, you have a carbon which was not kosher to be brought as a carbon. For whatever reason, it has a psal. So you have a carbon, a behema, it's alive, it's not alive, yesh dichoy le mechayim, ein dichoy mechayim, but you have a something that's technically kachim, and the question is, there's a psal. And then the psal goes away. So there's a chiddush in kachim that says that once something was psal, it remains possible forever. It's what's known as dachli. Once you're moved away, once you're somehow out of the picture, you remain out of the picture. What's the name of the psul? It's called dachli or dichli. Same difference. The point is that once something is pushed away, it remains pushed away forever. Even if the sibas apsul goes away, it doesn't matter. The fact that it was once possible gives it a life of its own, and now it remains possible forever. You have the same concept by mitzvahs. The Gemara talks about in Perek Lulav HaGazal, for example, with a hadas. What if you had a hadas that wasn't okay, and then later on yontif it became kosher? Yesh dichoy etzol mitzvahs or ein dichoy etzol mitzvahs? The shaila here is yesh dichoy le'inyan Shabbos or ein dichoy le'inyan Shabbos. So you have dichoy in kachim, dichoy by mitzvahs. Now we have dichoy in Shabbos. Shabbos taf tzadik aleph amen aleph. So what's the shaila again? Dichoy by Shabbos. Do you say that at some point there was pachas mikashir? At that point I was dachoy from the malach of Eitzah. So maybe I can never be over the malach of Eitzah. Or maybe ein dichoy le'inyan Shabbos. So if ein dichoy le'inyan Shabbos, b'shas takira had this year, b'shas tanocha had this year. So based on that, it should be okay. And it would seem as it relates to all these shailas in the Gemara says take another lumdish shaila. What would be if somebody took a kizayis of truma and he threw it into a house that was tummy? It's not so clear why we're dealing with truma. The Rishonim discusses. But if somebody would take a kizayis of truma and he would throw it into a house that's tummy, how would the house be tummy? There's a mace in the house. So it's all tummy. Ma, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara. What's the halacha with regards to what? Lama, either in Shabbos, do you mean with regards to Yitzah? Because included in the malacha of Haitzah is throwing something Rishos L'shos. So you were standing in a Rishos Rabin, let's say, and you threw an item into a Rishos Hayachid. And how big was this item? It was a kezayis. You want to know if you violated the malacha of Haitzah? The answer is no, kegregris bina. You only chayv if it's a gregris. A kezayis, an olive, is smaller than a fig. Ilinyan tumma, and if it's with regards to tumma, we know food becomes tumma. But only if it's the size of a a beya. It has to be the size of an egg. Kebeya, oichlim be'inon. It has to be a beya. And again, it's a kazayah. So what's the Shabbos? The Shabbos was with regards to Shabbos. Well, what's the question? L'chayr, it's pachas from a gregris. So if it's less than a gregris, of course you're not going to be chayv. Going to ikka pachas mi kebeya oichlim. The case was where this house had a little bit of food in it. Very little food. Less than an egg. V'hai, now you took a kazayah, you threw it into the house, and it was mashlimay lebeya. You were mashlim l'shir. It landed right next to it. Rashi says, shenocha etzloy v'hishlimay. V'ayidei hanocha zu nitmu. So when you did the hanocha in the Rishus HaYachid, the Shishaylo, what happened was, you created Tumah. How'd you create Tumah? Because now you created the requisite shir for Tumah, which is a beya. So a beya is Tumah. So the question is, my midim it's tarif when you're Tumah, do you say that being that this act of Hitzah, this Zrika, when I threw something from the Rishus HaYachid, Rabban to Rishus HaYachid, it was a significant Zrika. In the sense that it created Tumah. So say Migu, being that it's Mitztaref, Linyan Tumah, Mechayiv, Nam, Linyan Shabbos, maybe it should be Chayiv for Shabbos. Even though I didn't care, I didn't throw a shir, I threw a kazayas. I need to throw a geregris. But maybe that being that this act created a chashivus as it relates to Tumah, maybe creates a chashivus Linyan Shabbos as well. Or you do call Linyan Shabbos geregris. At the end of the day, you need a geregris. It's a geregris. It's a loch l'mesh b'sina, you need a geregris. So you can tell me svaras from today till tomorrow. The svaras is not going to help me. It's a nice migu. It's a lumdish svar. It requires at least a first seder. But the point is that at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with that. It's a loch l'mesh b'sina. So if it's a loch l'mesh b'sina, you're not going to be. Now the truth is, you find in halacha l'mesh b'sina sometimes the shiurim chatsi shiras of an atayra, for example. But the point is that there's a loch l'mesh b'sina that says it's a shir. So if it's a shir, you should be potter, or no? Maybe the whole yisoid of the shir is that it should be chashuv. So over here, this zrika is considered chashuv because it created tumah. Amale, either way. So this was the shayla that Rav asked Rav Nachman. So Yehuda says Rav Nachman told him, "I have an answer." Tani su Abishol, Abishol said, "Shtei alechem lechem aponim." As relates to the shtei alechem and the lechem aponim, shtei alechem of shvuas fame, lechem aponim of everyday fame. So shiuron kigregris the shir as it relates to hoitzah. So if somebody carries the shtei alechem lechem aponim on Shabbos, mirshus lirshus, we're kachim. Shabbos. So if somebody carried on Shabbos, what do you carry? The shtei alechem. Or you carried the lechem upon him. So how much of it would you have to carry in order to be chayiv? The answer is a groigris. Vamai, what's the kasha? Lema, you know what you should say? Major svara. Middle le'inyin yoytze b'kezayis. So le'inyin Shabbos nami b'kezayis. If you're going to carry the shtei alechem, where does the shtei alechem reside? Where's the lechem upon him? It's in the heichal. So means he's taking it out of the makom hamikdash, you're walking out of the chaymus ha'azara, and you're going to take it into a rishus harab. That's the only way for you to be chayiv. Once you take it out of the Mokam HaMikdash, you made the Shtei HaLechem Lechem upon a Pasal. Which psal? Yoytze. The halach is if you take Kachem out of its Mechitza that it belongs in, it becomes Pasal. So if that's the case, it became Pasal. What's the shear for psal Yoytze? Kizayis. So the Gemara's kasha is, why don't you say that you should be chayiv even for less than a gregris? Because once you take the shtei alechem lechem upon him outside of the makom hamikdash, it became possible yoytze. It became possible yoytze. How? Merely with a kizayis. So say that migu that this hoitzah, this act of taking mirshus lirshus was chashuv as it relates to yoytze. So the halacha is that it should be a chashuv with regards to Shabbos as well. Just like you're telling me that a zrika, a hoitzah, that creates tumah, migu can also create Shabbos. It can be considered a hoitzah in Shabbos. So say the same thing over here. A hoitzah that creates psul yoytze in kachin should be chashuv that it should be able to create hoitzah in Shabbos as well. But the Gemara says, hachi hashto, it's not a good sushta. Because hasam over there, mid afti chutzachem is azor. Once you take it outside of the azor, if sole be yoytze. But a Shabbos le mechayiv adam apag leilu rishus harav. Just visualize this. If somebody would take the shtei alechem out of the makom hamikdash, you walk outside of the azor. The minute you leave the azor, it's already possible yoytze. At that point, you're in the Ezra's Noshim, you're still in the Harabais. You're not in a Rishus HaRabim yet. That means the Psul Yoytza happens before the Hoytza Shabbos. That's why over here you don't say the Svara. But Hach over here, in Rav Shaila that he asked Rav Nachman, Shabbos v'tumah ba'di adadi kasin. Shabbos and Tumah both happen at the same second. It means that they both happened on the same second. So there was a Svara, then maybe you should say, amigo, either way, that concludes that portion of the daf, which was a whole bunch of lumdish Shailas, intense Svaras and lumdis as it relates to the Melacha of Hoytza. The Mishnah concluded and said that what would be if someone was matznia? You were matznia kolshu, zera, dugma, refuah, something very, very small. And then you carried it on Shabbos. So the halach is, you're going to be chayiv. If somebody else carries it, he won't be chayiv. Masis and delay kribshim and alas. What would be if you then brought it back inside? Chazav echnisoi. Now you're going to carry it again. Einei chayiv elokishira. At that point, you're only going to be chayiv.
Meaning, it sounds like from the Gemara that when, or from the Mishnah, that when you brought it back inside, you changed your mind. Meaning, initially, I carried this item, lezera ledugma lerefua. Then I had a change of heart. I brought it back inside. Never mind. I'm not using it. So now it goes back to being just an ordinary item where I need the shear in order to be chayev. Yet the Mishnah felt that it had to tell me that. So the Gemara understands the halach of the Mishnah. It makes sense. In fact, it makes so much sense that it's intuitive to the point that the Gemara asks, pshita, right? Sometimes the Gemara has kashas on things that the Mishnah says, and sometimes the Gemara says it's so obvious that why do you even have to say it? In order to be a Mishnah or a Braisa, it has to be true and at least some element of Chiddush. So the Gemara says, this is just too obvious. I'm Rabbi. Rabbi said, it's not obvious. Because we can make an akimta. It's talking about where the person didn't just bring it back inside, but rather he put it in the Yitzer, the same place he took it from, meaning he had been storing it in the Yitzer, quote unquote. He put it back in the Yitzer. He's literally in the same place that it was. Now the time I would have thought, give it the Kaminiker, being that you put it back into the place where it was, but Milsakaima, so maybe it should be like it was before. Once you put it back in the Yitzer, you threw it into the Yitzer, you weren't matzniyah in the Yitzer, like you threw it back in the Yitzer. So at this point, you undid your matzniyah, and as a result, halacha is, you're going to be potter if you carry it again. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, hamoitzi oichlin, if somebody carries oichlin, mirshus hayachid l'rishus harabim, v'nosnon alo askupa. But rather than take it directly from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, he put it down in between. He put it on the askupa. He put it on the stoop. So you have your front stoop in front of your house. So you took it from rishus hayachid, you put it down on your little stoop, and then you took it from there and you put it in the Rishus HaRabim. So the halach is, Bein Shechaz Vayitzion, it doesn't matter if you then picked it up from the Eskupa and brought it into Rishus HaRabim. And it doesn't matter, Bein Shechaz Vayitzion, if somebody else did that, the halach is potter. Everyone's going to be potter. You didn't do anything. So taking something from your house, putting it on a stoop, and then taking it from the stoop, putting it into the Rishus HaRabim, constitutes no malacha. And the reason is, Mipnei Shalai Asam Belachtoi Bevas Achas, because you didn't do it in one shot. Meaning, even though you technically took something from a Rishus HaYachid and got it to go to a Rishus HaRabim, but there was a stopover on the eskupa, on the stoop. And that stopover is mevatel, the hoitzah. It acts as a hefsek between the akira and the anocha, and it's for that reason you're going to be potter. Another halacha, kupa shimalei peres. If somebody has a basket that's full of peres, v'nasna la skupa chitzayna, and he put it on the stoop, but not the same stoop that we had earlier. This is the askupa hachitzayna. So this is like the outer part of the stoop, real closest to Rishus HaRabim. The significance of it is that it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. That's the point. So if somebody took a kupa out of a Rishus HaYachid, it's full of peiros, and you put it in a Rishus HaRabim, afa pisha roiv peiros mi bachutz, potter at sheyoytzi es kol hakupa. Meaning, even if there's peiros inside the kupa, and most of the peiros are on this kupa hachitzayna, they're on the outside looking in, they're on the Rishus HaRabim, is if the entire kupa is not in the Rishus HaRabim, if part of the kupa is still in the Rishus HaYachid, so the halacha is, in that case, you're going to be potter. Either way, so the Mishnah said two halachas. We'll go through each one individually. The first halacha in the Mishnah was, if somebody took food out of a Rishus HaYachid, Akira, put it down on his front stoop, Hanacha, then he picked it up from the Eskupa, Akira, and he put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is he potter. I didn't go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Yeah, it did. But it stopped in between. And being that it stopped in between, you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, there's one piece of information that the Mishnah maybe should have clarified that it didn't. Hay Eskupa mai. The Eskupa, what is the Eskupa? From a halachic standpoint, your front stoop, what is that? It's a Rishus HaYachid, it's a Rishus HaRabim, what is it? Ilei Maskupa Rishus HaRabim. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, potter, then why are you potter in the Mishnah? When you took it from the Rishus HaYachid and you put it down on the stoop, that in it itself you're chayah for. Forget about the second leg of this trip. The first leg of the trip was already mechayidu. El Askupa Rishus HaYachid. So you'll tell me it's a Rishus HaYachid. Then again, why are you potter? Bein Shechaz Vayitzion, Bein Shechaz Acha potter. Why, when you take it from the stoop and you put it into the Rishus HaRabim, are you potter? Come up in Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, then you should be chayev. Is the scoop is a Rishus HaRabim, then you chayev for the first leg. If it's a Rishus HaYachid, you chayev for the second leg. So what is the askupa? The Gemara says, El askupa karmelis. You want to know what the askupa is? It's a karmelis. It's neither here nor there. From a deiraisa perspective, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, and it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, v'hakamash, well then what's the chiddish? Taima denach b'karmelis. The reason you put there is because you put it down on a karmelis. So putting it down in the karmelis, that knocks, that's a hefsek between the akir and the anach. Alei nach b'karmelis, let's see, you wouldn't put it down in the karmelis, mechayev. Then you would be chayev. Meaning, if you would take something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, walk through a karmelis, so you did an akir and a Rishus HaYachid, you walked 100 feet, through a caramelist, then did a hanoch and a rishus harabim, you're going to be chayiv. Is that a chiddush? Yeah. It's the masnisin, the loike ben azai. The tanya we learned in the braisa. If somebody carries something from a chanos, which is a rishus hayochid, to a platya, which is a rishus harabim, derech stav, which is a caramelist, chayiv, ben azai poiter. Why does ben azai hold you potter? Because ben azai holds every time you take a step, it's a hanocha. Every time you lift your feet, it's an akira. Walking always is akira hanocha, akira hanocha. We had this earlier on Daf Hei Amud Beis, from Kivegas Kasha, that according to Ben Azai, why were we mevatot ki a shofar, a megillah, and dal and min and man? On Shabbos, Shema Yavi Reno, dal and amas, b'shus harabim. How are you going to be over dal and amas, b'shus harabim? Every time you walk, elamai, you're going to jump dal and amas? It's a milsa d'loi shchicha. But either way, says the Gemara, this Mishnah is the like of Ben Azai. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah was, if somebody takes a kupa, a basket that was full of peiros, and he put it not on the stoop, which we just said is a karmelis, but he put it on the skupa chitzoina, the outer part of the stoop, the part that's closest to the Rishus HaRabim, which in halacha is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Very important. Afal pisha roiv peiros mibachos. Even if most of the peiros that are inside the chupa are on that stoop, the outer part, meaning the, in the Rishus HaRabim, still you're going to be potter. Achiyotzi is kala kupa, unless you remove the entire kupa. So if you think about it, this kupa seems to have items inside of it. So do you look at it from the kupa's perspective? Do you look at it from the perspective of the items that are inside the kupa? What it sounds like the Mishnah is saying is that if I would do an akira and a hanocha on a kupa, where part of the contents of the kupa is in the Rishus HaRabim, but the entire kupa is not, it's not considered oitzah. What do you mean? Why is it not oitzah for the chelik of the kupa that's in the Rishus HaRabim? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Afal pisha roiv peiros mibachutz, still your potter. Stating that, we're going to see a major machlokes on my rhyme that's going to analyze this line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about the kupa that was full of cucumber or gourds, large fruits, large vegetables. But if it would be filled with something small, such as mustard seeds, in that case, you're going to be chayv. What's the difference? The difference is, the assumption is that the kishuim and the diluim take up the entire kupa. So if they take up the entire kupa, so if I take a kupa, and I pick it up in a Rishus HaYachid, I put it down partially in a Rishus HaRabim. If the entire kupa is not in the Rishus HaRabim, then there's probably no complete fruit that's in the Rishus HaRabim either. Because the fruit are very, very large. They take up the entire width and breadth of this kupa. So if part of the kupa is not in the Rishus HaRabim, that means it's fair to assume that the kishum and the diluim are completely not in the Rishus HaRabim. So if that's the case, there's no full peri in the Rishus HaRabim, it's for that reason I'm not going to be chayav. But let's say you would have mustard seeds inside. Let's say you'd have something very, very small, where there's a davar sholem that went from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. In that case, Chizkiyah said you're going to be chayav. Meaning the reason your partner in the Mishnah said Chizkiyah is not because of the keli. It's nothing to do with the keli. It's because we're dealing with very large fruit. There's nothing that I took from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. What do you mean? I thought roiv of it is. Yeah, but there's no davar sholem because roiv, yeah, but me or not. And you need the whole thing. Roiv, we don't go baser roiv over here. You need the whole thing. But let's say I would have fruit inside the kupa that went completely into the Rishus HaRabim. In that case, Chizki said I would be chayv. Says Gemara, if that's the case, Alma, you see a lumdus. Kasava, Chizki holds eged kli loish meyeged. You don't look at the keli. The content is not defined based on the keli. Machleik is rationing around exactly how to learn this. But for our purposes, what it just means is we don't define the fruit and the vegetables based on the keli. You look at the fruit and the vegetables by themselves. So if it's mustard seeds where the davar sholem is in the Rishus HaRabim, so the halacha is I'm going to be chayv. He said, when the Mishnah said potter, it meant even if it's chardel. Meaning even if you have a davar sholem that's in the Rishus HaRabim. Alma must be Rabbi Yechon holds, because he holds that we look at the keli. At the end of the day, the fruit and the vegetables are bottled to the keli. So if the keli itself is not entirely in the Rishus HaRabim, I don't care that the fruit is entirely in the Rishus HaRabim. At the end of the day, I'm going to be potter. In other words, we have a machloikis in how to understand the Mishnah between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, which really, it emanates from a more lumdish shaila. The machloikis is that when the Mishnah said that if I would take a kupa that's Malaya Paris, I'd put it into Rishus HaRabim, the entire kupa is not Rishus, a part of the kupa that's still in the Rishus HaYachid, I'd be potter. According to Chizkiyah, that's only if there's no davar shalim inside the kupa that's
not in the Rishus Rabbim. But if you have a Dover Sholem in the Kupa that's in the Rishus Rabbim, you'll be chayef for the Dover Sholem, because I don't care about the Kupa. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says the Halacha of the Mishnah is Potter, even if there is a Dover, even if it's mustard seeds, you have a bunch of little seeds that are completely in the Rishus Rabbim, still I'm going to be Potter. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is Chizkiyah looked at the fruits and the contents of the Kupa independent of the Keli, whereas Rabbi Yochanan looked at it as being part of the Keli. Chizkiyah held Eged Kli Loishmei Eged, and Rabbi Yochanan held that Eged Kli Shmei Eged. Zok de Gemara, Omar Rab Zera. Rab Zera said, Masnis and loike Chizkiyah daik with loike Rabbi Yochanan daik. If you medaik the Mishnah very carefully, it sounds like the Mishnah is not like Chizkiyah, not like Rabbi Yochanan. We have this major machloikis Amiram, had to understand the Mishnah, and Rab Zera said, I don't know, to me the Mishnah is not mashma either like Rabbi Yochanan or like Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah, like daik, it's not much like Chizkiyah, the Tani, what did the Mishnah say? Actually, it's Yitzchak Lakupa. The Mishnah said that if Roiv of the Peirois are outside, you're still going to be Potter unless you remove the entire Kupa. Time of the Kalakupa. It sounds like you need the whole Kupa, Kala Peirois Potter. But let's say all the Peirois would be outside. You'd be Potter. Alma, Kasavar Eged, Klish, May Eged. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. The point is, it sounds not like Chizkiyah. Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds also not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ketani, what the Mishnah say, Afal Pisha, Rav, Peiris, Mibachot. It sounds like even if Rav of the Peiris are outside, still you're going to be Potter. Now, time of the Rav Peiris, obvious dear. Sounds like only if Rav of the Peiris are outside, you're going to be Potter. Hakala Peiris, if all the Peiris would be outside, Afal Gavta Gita, Kupa Migavoy, even though the Kupa part of it is inside, Chayiv, Alma Kasavar Eged, Klish, May Eged. So you have a Machlaikas Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, Eged, Klish, May Eged, Eged, Klish, May Eged. Enough Kaminas, the Mishnah only mean very large. Large fruits and vegetables. What about mustard seeds, for example? But at the end of the day, Rav Zera said, I read the Mishnah, there's a very strong mashmois like Chizkiyah, there's a very strong mashmois like Rabbi Yochanan, meaning it's the like Chizkiyah daika, or the like Rabbi Yochanan daika. So the Gemara says the obvious questions, if that's the case, Elokasha, so who is the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah, how do you read the Mishnah? On the one hand, the Mishnah is mashma eged kli shmei eged, then again it's mashma eged kli lo shmei eged. So the Gemara says, Chizkiyah metaretz l'tamei, and Rabbi Yochanan metaretz l'tamei. That you're right, it's precisely because of the ambiguity in the Mishnah that we have a machlokes. Because Chizkiyah felt that he had to work, reconstruct the Mishnah a little bit, Rabbi Yochanan felt he had to reconstruct the Mishnah a little bit, and they each reconstructed it per their respective opinions. Chizkiyah metaretz l'tamei, first Chizkiyah, actually, it's kalakupa, when the Mishnah says, that if somebody would take something from Shusayach to Shusarab, even if Rav of the Peiros are outside, you're not chayiv unless you remove the entire Kupa. The way you read the Mishnah is like this: add some words. But when is this true? That's only true if the Kupa was filled with Kishuv and Dulup. But let's say it be mustard seeds. Then Nasik Mishayit is called a Kupa. It's as if you took out the entire Kupa of a chayiv, and you're going to be chayiv. Okay, Chizkiyah reconstructed the Mishnah to say exactly what his sheet is. Rabbi Yochanan Taratz al Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan is being Taratz according to his sheet. Afal Pisha Rav Peiros v'Chutz. What the Mishnah means to say is that even if Rav the Peiros are v'Chutz, for Loi Rav Peiros. That. Whoa, that's a big result. Not only if Rav of the Peiros are outside, and La Filu call Peiros, even if all the Peiros will be outside, still Potter, actually, Yaitzi is Kalakupa. Bottom line is, the Mishnah doesn't work according to Chizkiyah, it doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. Thus, the Gedolei Amiram were forced to make some edits into the Mishnah, like the Amiram very, very, very often did. And this is a classic example where they literally reconstructed the Mishnah to make it work for each one of their opinions. Says the Gemara, Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha. If somebody has a kupa sarayichlin, so the reichlin were the peddlers, and his kupa was usually filled with spices. When a son al kupa al chitzayna, so if somebody would take the kupa sarayichlin, he picks it up in Rosh Hashayachin, and he puts it down on this eskupa chitzayna, this outer stoop. Even if most of the minim are outside, potter, still you're going to be potter. Acha yoytzi es kala kupa, unless you remove the entire kupa. Now says the Gemara, because ol gadaitach. So if you've seen the inside of a ruchel's kupa, usually you have a bunch of spices that are tsrari. There's like small bundles of spices. And still it's mashma that the halach is you're going to be potter unless you remove the entire kupa. Now the kasha is, according to Chizkiyah, that eged kli loishmei eged, and if I take a dover shalim, like the mustard seeds that are inside the kupa, and it goes from rishus l'shus, that's enough to be mechayev me. So these bundles of spices should be the equivalent thereof of the mustard seeds. So you should be chayev. So why are you potter? It's a kasha on Chizkiyah. I'm like Chizkiyah. Hachem ayaskin but urnesi. Chizkiyah is going to tell you that the Mishnah is not talking about tsrari. It's talking about larger spices. That's why you're going to be chayev. Another kasha. Another lumdisha kasha. Masiv Rabbi Barabaya. Rabbi Barabaya asked the kasha from a classic gemara. If you look in the Maseret Hashas, this gemara is in Bava Basra Peivav. Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, Ksubis Lamed Aleph, Perikelo Nairis. So these are some of the biggest sugis in Shas, which is where this Gemara appears. And that is Agoinif Kis B'Shabbos. If somebody steals a kiss, he steals a wallet on Shabbos. So the halach is he's chayef. He's chayef to pay. Why? Shekfar Nischayef B'Gneva Koydim Sheyavu L'Dei Yisr Shabbos. Now if somebody steals, he's chayef, obviously. Gneva 101. if somebody steals on Shabbos, not so simple. Says the Braisa, Hagoyin of Kis b'Shabbos, he's chayiv. A whole lumdus. Shikvarn is chayiv. Beginev a koyvin triyavu de iser Shabbos. What do you need a lumdus for? Because on Shabbos, if you steal someone's item, assuming you carry it from Rishus HaYachit to Rishus HaRabim, you're going to violate the malach of Haitzah. So if you're going to violate the malach of Haitzah, you chayiv for Chil Shabbos. Once you chayiv for Chil Shabbos, you can't be chayiv anymore for Mamoin. Because if I do one act that's mechayiv me money, and it's mechayiv me, and the person's chayiv me says bezdin, you say come lebe the rabbi mine. We say that he's chayiv for the davar chamer. The davar chamer is of course me says bezdin. So if that's the case, says the gemara. If that's the case, says the brayso. If somebody steals a kis b'shabbos, meaning you take somebody else's wallet from his rishus hayachi, bring it to rishus rabbim. Are you going to be chayiv geneva? You're not going to be chayiv geneva. Of course you're going to be chayiv for oitzah. But the question is, are you going to be chayiv for geneva? So said the brayso. Yeah. The reason is because the chayiv geneva comes before the Chil Shabbos. Because when is a person a ganav? When he makes kinyon e gneva. As soon as he makes a kinyon on the thing that he's stealing, at that point he's considered a ganav. So the chiv gneva happens, b'shas the kinyon gneva. So if that's the halacha, it's not a kum lebe d'rabba minute. It's not a kum lebe d'rabba minute because the two things didn't happen at the same time. But what would be hayim agar v'yoytzei? What would be if the person didn't lift up the item that he stole, but rather he schlepped it outside? Then he's going to be potter. Shari is geneva. This is Shabbos ban kechad. Because in that case, the two things happened at the same time. Meaning, if the way you did the geneva was through hagbah, so the hagbah happened before you took it out into rishus harabim, so it's not a kum lebe d'rabba minute. If, however, the geneva happened through meshicha, by carrying it outside, by schlepping it, over that, by schlepping it, said it coincides with Oitzah. So over there, you're going to be potter because you'll be chayef for Shabbos. And being that you're chayef for Shabbos, we're going to say, come with the Ramadan. What's the Gemara's kash of Yisrael? Now, if you're going to tell me that Eged Kliyish may Eged call, then l'chura kodem le isa geneva lisa Shabbos. Meaning, if the only time a person is chayef for carrying an item is if he carries the entire item. And even if you have contents in the item, you have money in the wallet, you have vegetables inside the basket, you have spices inside the ruchel skupa, it doesn't matter. Eged klish me eged, so you're not going to be chayv until you remove the whole thing. So the only time you chayv for Shabbos is if you take out the whole thing. Now what about for meshicha? What about as it relates to kinyan and geneva? At what point is it considered that you did meshicha that you're going to be chayv for geneva? For that you don't have to remove the entire thing. For that the rule is you have to remove it into a Rishus HaRabim to a degree where you can now take it out. So if that's the case, you don't need to remove the entire thing into the Rishus HaRabim to be chayiv for Geneva. You do need to remove the entire thing into Rishus HaRabim to be chayiv from Shabbos. So the Gemara's kash is, if you hold Eged Klish Me Eged, why are you potter for Geneva? If you were Megar V'yoytzei, if the way you did the Kinyon he gave it was through Meshicha, V'churav Eged Klish Me Eged, so you're going to be chayiv Mishum Geneva before you're going to be chayiv Mishum Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ida Afki Derech Piv, if it's talking about where you took it out with the opening of the wallet to the outside, Hachinami, then you're right, you would be chayiv. But Hachinami Eskid and the Afki Derech Shulav, you took it out backwards. Binei, you took it out backwards, the opening of the wallet is not facing the Rosh Hashanah. When is it true that you could be chayiv for Geneva through the Meshicha even before you remove the entire thing? As long as you removed it enough with Derech Pia, I can now take the item out. But if the Pia is on the other side, the only way I'll be able to get the Derech Pia is once it's completely removed. At that point, I'll be chayiv for Shabbos anyways. So the Gemara says, you're right. Had you taken that Derech Pia? But we're talking about when you took a Derech Shulav. The Gemara says, but what about the stitching? Why can't I just undo the stitching? If I took it on the outside, I could still get it out. Even though the opening is not there, I could rip apart the wallet. So the Gemara said, the Gemara says, you're right. I hear, you know, it's talking about some of Benaska. Maybe that Raisa that says Yichayev Mishum Geneva. So we didn't take out a. We talked about it was filled with Naska. It was filled with silver bars, right? As Naska there of Naska there of Abba fame. But the point is that being that there was Naska inside, so therefore at the end of the day, there's nothing. It's like the diluin. It's not like the mustard seeds. It's not like the spices, like the very long spices. It's like the long fruits and vegetables. The point is that being that it didn't completely go out until you were Mechal Shabbos, so therefore the two things happened at the same time. Another question. Given the Ikka Shnotzen, the assumption is that this wallet had drawstring. So if it had some sort of drawstring to hold it, to tie it, so Lechura, why don't we say that Mapikle Ad Pum, meaning still you should be chayef first, because you should be chayef for Geneva, as soon as I remove the kiss, even if I didn't remove the drawstring, but as relates to Shabbos, I should be chayv until I take the drawstring. So again, it didn't happen at the same time. There should be no kamli b'denat rabbi minei. We should say I was first chayv for the geneva, and then afterwards I was chayv for Shabbos. So the Gemara says the lekas shnotzim. Who said there were drawstrings? Ibai is saying at the islay makarkel. Maybe there were a drawstring, but it was wrapped around. Either way, so we have a machloikis over here between. We have a machlokes over here between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to the halach of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody would pick up in a Rishus HaYachar a kupa that was Malei Peres, he would put it down in a Rishus HaRabim, the outer stoop. Part of the kupa was still in the inside, meaning the kupa itself wasn't completely in a Rishus HaRabim. But the content of the kupa was made up of small items, some of which were completely on the outside. Would you be chayiv in that case? Would you be potter in that case? According to Chizkiyah, in that case, you would be chayiv. The Mishnah was specifically not talking about a case like that. Because Chizkiyah holds that Eged Kli Loishmei Eged, so as long as that Dover Sholem is in the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't bother me that the Kupa itself is not completely in the Rishus HaRabim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argued, Rabbi Yochanan Eged Kli Shmei Eged, so I don't look at the mustard seed as being a Dover Sholem, I look at the Kupa as a Dover Sholem, and if the Kupa is not completely in the Rishus HaRabim, the halach is, I'm going to be potter. Says the Gemara, this machloikis between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan was also a machloikis between other Amayram. It was a machloikis between Abayev. Rava says the Gemara. Rava said, Rava made the same exact akim to the mission that Chizkiyah made. But if it was chardel, you'd be chayiv. Why? And the chardel is looked at as a thing for itself. If the entire chardel is in the Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayiv. Abaye said, "Afilu melech chardel potter." No, even if it was full of chardel, you're going to be potter. He held like Rabbi Yochanan. Alma kasav eged kli shmei eged. The Gemara says, "Come Abaye b'shitase the Rava. Come Rava b'shitase the Abaye." That even though initially Rava said like Chizkiyah and Abaye said like Rabbi Yochanan, but they switched. Abaye ended up saying what Rava said. Rava ended up saying what Abaye said. Meaning Abaye ended up being like Chizkiyah and Rava ended up being like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, in light of the last thing we just said, that Abaye and Rava both switched their opinions respectively. So we have a stira then between Abaye and Rava. This is the last Gemara. V'Rava d'Abaye d'Abaye. V'Rami d'Rava d'Rava. Itma, we learned. Amaitzi peres l'shus harab. Somebody carries peres into l'shus harab. Abaye amach biyad chayv. If you carry it in your hand. Meaning if the person left it in his hand, the halach is he's going to be chayv. We'll see that what that means in a second. But kli, if however it was in a keli, potter, you're going to be potter. So you're talking about someone that carried something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. It was inside a keli. The punchline is he left part of the keli in the Rishus HaYachid. Our sugya. So Abaye says, you're going to be potter. Rava Amar, Rava says, Beyad potter. But clear, you're going to be chayev. Now, when Rava says you're going to be chayev, what does he mean chayev? He means in a case like where you have little things like Chizki Yashita. Where, if it's a Dover Sholem that ended up in the Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayv. Even though the kupa itself is partially in the Rishus HaYachid, that doesn't bother me because Eged Kli is Loishmei Eged. The problem is, we just said that Rav, although originally he said Eged Kli Loishmei Eged, he was Chayzer when he said Eged Kli Shmei Eged, and now you have a Rav again that said Eged Kli Loishmei Eged. So now, Tais asked the obvious question. Maybe this Rav was Rava before he was Chayzer. So Taisva says that Kim Leila Hashas Tahach Milsa Demaisi Itma Basa Dahadave. Chazal somehow knew that this happened afterwards. Meaning it makes more sense to just say that this is Rava before he was Chayzer. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that. Bottom line is, so the Gemara says, Epoch, just switch Abaye v'Rava. It's a little unclear at this point what we're switching. But this last machloikis between Abaye v'Rava switch, so like this Abaye v'Rava will end up coming out like they ended up coming out after they switched. If that makes sense. Biyad chay. One last thing. So what did Abaye say? Abaye said that if somebody carries a kupa from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, said Allah is that if part of the kupa is still in the Rishus HaYachid, you're not going to be chay. Biyad, however, if your body is in the Rishus HaYachid, and you stuck your hand out onto Rishus HaRabim, then you're going to be chayiv. Freik the Gemara, biyad chayiv? It doesn't stem with a Mishnah. You know which Mishnah? First Mishnah, the Masechta, but Tanah, Pasha, Balabayis, is Yodei Lachot. One of the many cases that the first Mishnah discussed was the Balabayis was standing in the Rishus HaYachid. He stuck his hand out onto Rishus HaRabim, the Ani took something from it. Or the Ani put something into his house, and he brought it inside. Shnei Peturim is going to be potter. Case of the Mishnah was talking about was where one person did a Rishus HaYachid, one person did a Akira, the other person did the Hanacha. So the case was with the Balabayis, he's in the Rishus HaYachid, he picks his handle, let's just pick one of the cases, and he sticks it outside. The Ani, who's in the Rishus HaRabim, takes this item out of his hand. The Halacha is they're both potter. Why? Because the Akira from the Rishus HaYachid was maybe done by the Baal HaBayis, but he never did a Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. So being that there was no Akirin Hanocha that was done by one person, so that's why the Halacha is, they're both going to be Pata. What's the Kasha? If Abaya has a new Svara, Abaya says that if I'm standing in Rishus HaYachid, I stick my hand down into Rishus HaRabim, then sticking my hand out into the Rishus HaRabim somehow constitutes a Hanacha. So I did do a Hanacha. So why was the Baal HaBayis Potter in that case? Baal HaBayis should have been Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Hasal Amayim L'Shloisha, Hachal Amata M'Shloisha. When HaBayis said that you're going to be Chayiv, it's only if you're less than 3 Tvachim off the ground. Because less than 3 Tvachim off the ground, you have Lavud. So even though you're holding it, but that would constitute Hanacha. When HaBayis said, or when the Mishnah said, you're going to be Potter, it's talking about he was holding it more than 3 Tvachim above ground. So if it was more than 3 Tvachim above ground, it's in that case that you're going to be Potter.